The Book of Job, chapter 28. Surely there is a mine for silver, and a place for gold which they refine. Iron is taken out of the earth, and copper is molten out of the stone. Man sets an end to darkness and searches out to the furthest bound the stones of obscurity and of thick darkness. He breaks open a shaft away from where men sojourn. They are forgotten of the foot. They hang far from common man. They swing to and fro. As for the earth, out of it comes bread, and underneath it is turned up as it were by fire. Its stones are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. That path no bird of prey knows, neither has the falcon's eye seen it. The proud beasts haven't trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed by it. He puts forth his hand on the flinty rock. He overturns the mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels among the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He dams up the sources of the rivers, and the thing that is hid he brings forth to light. But where will wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Common man doesn't know its price, neither is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It is not in me," and the sea says, "It is not with me." It can't be obtained for gold, neither will silver be weighed for its price. It can't be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx, or the sapphire. Gold and glass can't equal it, neither will it be exchanged for jewels of fine gold. No mention will be made of coral or of crystal. Yes, the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia will not equal it, neither will it be valued with pure gold. From where then comes wisdom? And where is the place of understanding, seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the birds of the heavens? Destruction and death say, "We have heard a rumor of it with our ears." God understands its way, and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven, to make a weight for the wind. Yes, he metes out the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then he saw it and declared it, he established it, yes, and searched it out. And to man he said, "Look, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding."